Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we have made it through another rocking week of health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media, where we ask no permission because none is required. Isn't that great? Doesn't that feel good to be a grown-up? Yes, kids out there, you too can be a grown-up. Listen
another
to the Robert
week,
Scott Bell
week.
Show.
We haven't had the FDA team show up on our doorstep. The ADA hasn't come after
Where
us.
Where are they?
We've had another success.
We haven't been frisked by Homeland Security this week?
No groping going on around here.
Although there is news, Senator Rand Paul will talk about this a little later, is looking to dismantle the TSA. That's always a good thing, where the Fourth Amendment does not exist there as well. Hey, listen, Super Don, yesterday we got a lot of Facebook comments on the raw milk, pasteurized milk comparison story.
Yes, we did.
And some of our astute listeners, and they're pretty much all astute, some will comment, some are shy, and they just kind of stay in the background. They said, hey, you know, those stats are, yeah, interesting. Four people versus two people claim to have, let's say, been killed by milk, raw or pasteurized. So we were talking about it being doubly dangerous, pasteurized milk. Now, right. Some of that was a little tongue milk in cheek, honestly, because there is a reality, and we acknowledge this, that there are probably far more people drinking pasteurized milk than are drinking raw milk. So the statistics may be skewed a bit in a direction, but it neglects to consider the dangers of pasteurized milk that are not acknowledged in any simple CDC stat collection. That is, all of the non-lethal, long-term chronic gastrointestinal distress, dysfunction, and other residues, whether it be pus from the pasteurized milk, whether it be antibiotic residues from the pasteurized, these things are never linked back to illness, because if you don't have that initial gastrointestinal upset that sent you to the hospital, you're not going to be listed as a statistic of drinking pasteurized milk. And of course, how many people are literally drinking raw milk that have no problem whatsoever, we'll never know. It's kind of like those that are not vaccinated. How will we know how healthy they are? Well, the CDC never looks at it. There are no studies to look at how healthy kids, like in the Amish community, that are not vaccinated, that drink raw, real milk. So I know it's an unfair on one level comparison, but the reality is the nanny state is the great danger here, trying to frighten us away from food that is real and raw as it's been consumed throughout human history. So,
well, and I would also want to throw in there that it's still, in my opinion, ridiculous that they want to go after something like raw milk that could make you sick. First of all, you can't go after something because you think it could make you sick. There's a lot of things that could make you sick, and the government has no problem with letting things pass right on through the process that we know are killing people, making people sick, and, you know, causing disease, and they have absolutely no problem with that. So, the bottom line for me is that, you know, the raw milk thing is just, it's ridiculous. There's no reason why there should be a war, an attack on raw milk, other than the fact that they want to try and protect the financial interests of industry.
Right. Yeah, under the guise of the nanny state that is protecting us, which is completely, I don't need the government to protect me in this regard. Now, some people still argue, well, what about the people that aren't as smart as you are? It's like, I'm not so smart. I'm just paying attention. And if you're on fluoride, if you're not eating well, of course, you're not paying attention. But then again, 1 in 5 Americans believe the world is coming to an end December 21st, 2012.
Yes, this is true.
So what do we do with those 20%? Well, not a whole heck of a lot we can do. Yeah, they can drink raw milk till the cows come home. Maybe the cows will beam down from the planet cow mafia. That's right.
Cow mafia.
Yeah, that's the planet where all the GMO cows live. And Monsanto secretly has been transporting these cows from alien lands onto this earth to take it over slowly. So we're all going to be pasteurized and taken over, much like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I think that's what's really happening here. And you know how an Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you can't fall asleep, because if you do, they'll take over. You know, Don, remember that?
That's right.
Your body?
That's right. Classic movie.
Just in the nick of time to save us from such a horrific event, Get Your Shift Together. A national night shift workers' day is coming up. Thanks for the heads up, Jerry Doyle. Super Don, this is amazing. What would you really call this day as we're reading about this?
I think this would be Shove More Drugs Down Your Throat, brought to you by Teva Pharmaceutical Industries Day.
Destroy Your Adrenals yes. Day for all night shift workers. And, you know, this is why it's a perfect Healing Revolution show, because we have from Shentrition, Stephen Rogers is coming back, and we're going to talk about the difference between burning out your adrenals and adaptogens to restore energy, to eliminate the so-called energy deficit or energy bankruptcy in your body. So that's going to be cool next hour. Also, Liam Sheff's going to chime in again tonight. Harlem, New York, you've got to see his vaccine/HIV lecture. We'll get updates on that, as well as the Healing Revolution, of course. Guess what? Dr. Frank King, yes, he's coming back. We're going to talk about some of the origin points, the energy of homeopathy. Also, if you have a kid with learning disabilities, deficits, etc., we're going to wake up that child energetically with homeopathy. So we got some awesome stuff to do today on the air. But man, oh man, get your shift together. No, no, we need some Shentrition happening, man. I am feeling incredible.
Well, you know, Robert, says here that being very sleepy or otherwise called excessive sleepiness and having trouble sleeping, known as insomnia, are the primary symptoms of shift work disorder.
We have a new disorder
called shift work disorder, or SWD.
SWD, this is what it must be, the DSM-5 coming back to haunt us. We've talked about this.
And this is such BS, because here you've got down at the bottom here, it's very clear. This is Teva Pharmaceutical Industries that is putting out this website. They want to create this national day, like it's a holiday, like we're, you know, we should get the day off, you know, or we should like trade cards, or here's some flowers on national, you know, get your shift together. Right. Of course, I like the play on there. You know, there, if you took the F, the word shift.
Yes.
It's making shift up day. Together. Yeah. I like that. Anyway, it says here all of these things. Oh, you know, well, if you can't, you have trouble getting your work done during the day because you're tired, or if you feel tired or sleepy when you need to be awake, you should, you know, let's all talk about it. And then it has a button here. It says, learn more about treatment options. So when you click on that, where does it take you?
Drug me now.
To the NuvaGil website.
Drug me now.
NuvaGil can help improve wakefulness in patients with excessive sleepiness due to shift work disorder.
You know what
so
this is?
So we create a disorder.
Don, look, this
how,
is
many,
absolute...
how long has there been a night shift?
No, this is in response, Don, to the Cinco de Mayo. See? We found Nancy Keeler, one of our great listeners out there. In the West Coast, she says, hey, I found an organic non-alcoholic beer from Germany. Now, those of you who are drinking the alcoholic beer on Cinco de Mayo, because that's a beer day, you're going to be sleeping it off because you're going to be hungover probably. So you're going to need the national night shift day to recover. Get your shift together. That's what this is, a response to that. And you could pump it up. Now, again, we're coming back to the adrenal burnout, the danger that you have with relying on these stimulants, whether it's this Nuvia, whatever drug that this is, or whether it's simply the caffeine. We need to counteract that. And I'm telling you, I am feeling great. I've been working out. My calves are a bit sore today. But man, oh man, the adaptogens are really working from Shentrition.
Well, it sounds like you got your shift together and did the right thing.
Yeah, well, I don't need the help of the drug companies to tell me I need a national get your shift together night shift kind of celebration.
Get your shift together.
Yeah. No, get your
shift
together.
This is crazy. I mean, you know, people have been working a night shift for years. Yeah, sometimes you have trouble sleeping. But the answer obviously is not a NuvaGil deficiency, as we always say. These aren't conditions that are deficiencies of drugs. You know, I mean, if you're not getting enough sleep, then, you know, I mean, obviously there's some things you need to do, even possibly work a different shift if your body can't handle it. Yeah. I've done that before. I've worked night shifts. Night shifts suck. I will tell you, some people can handle those things. Some people can't. I'm one of those guys that has a trouble with working night shifts. I need my sleep in the evening. And you remember that in my years of radio, a lot of the night shifts that I've worked.
I can't. I felt for you. You know that. And remember, if you do work a night shift and you have to sleep during the day, man, black out your room so that you can mimic real night rhythms to the best of your ability. Because that.
Robert, can I tell you about the side effects of this drug?
Sure. Yeah, please.
Okay. NuvaGil may cause serious side effects, including a serious rash or a serious allergic reaction that may affect parts of your body, such as your liver or blood cells, and may result in hospitalization and be life-threatening. Yay!
Oh, man. Oh, yes. That's what we need. NuvaGil. Unbelievable.
Oh, man. And it has all of the other normal things like sores in your mouth, blisters, swelling, peeling, yellowing of the skin, trouble swallowing or breathing. Come on. I'm having trouble sleeping because I work the night shift. So please, can I, you know, have skin rash and hives and sores in my mouth, because that's much better.
This is ridiculous crap.
This is almost better than Embril.
No, this is why we have a Fear and Death Administration to protect us from stuff like this, right? No, they approve this stuff. Come on, man. Imagine a dietary supplement doing a tenth of what this can do. Crazy. This would be done. It'd be all over. Hey, listen, do you know the top five things your pediatrician wants you to know before you set foot in the office? We're going to cover that today. How do you know if a medical journal is legitimate, right? As we said, Dr. Frank King's coming up with the healing revolution. We're going to do some serious energetic homeopathic healing. Rand Paul wants to dismantle the TSA. My heart goes out to my dear friend Susan up there in Jensen Beach, whose husband just suffered a massive stroke. Don, you've been through this with your own dad. We have a call from Randy. I'm going to talk about some options to prevent and or following the stroke, what we can do to strengthen and maybe minimize the reliance on the drugs that they want to put you on. So this is what we want to do today. We're out of time for this segment, but stand by. Lots of healing on the healing revolution yet to come. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Check it all out now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
To go where the truth takes him.
Here's Robert.
You know what would be a revolutionary thing to do? Wake up one day, realize you don't need a pediatrician. You never did. There are reasons for intervention, okay? We know that. I'm not going there. But there are five things your pediatrician wishes you would know. And we only have to go to number one to figure that we better fire them fast because they're absolutely off their rocker, out of their mind, so out of touch with reality and real science that you don't want them coming anywhere near your child. This story is courtesy of Fox News. Julie Revelant is making doctors, pediatricians, irrelevant by publishing this top five list. The first one, we don't have to go any further, but she's a promoter, if you will, of the pediatric profession. And believe me, I have I've had my dear friend, one of my best friends in the world, Dr. Mark Chait, is a pediatric surgeon. And we talk about the need for surgical interventions. You want them, you have them, you're grateful, yes. But in terms of those so-called well baby visits, could they be handled by nurses? Could they be handled by homeopaths, herbalists, any real nutritionists? For goodness sake, we've been having babies since how long have there been humans? Without all of these official degreed medical professionals. Oles? Yeah. Professionals, right? They're professionals. Don't try this at home. Don't try this in the doctor's office. The first thing your pediatrician wants you to know before you step foot in his or her office, vaccinations are safe. Yes, you are safe. Thank you, Ryan Seacrest. You are safe. No, you're not. Vaccines are not safe. There are no long-term, much less short-term studies proving that statement. So that's an opinion from a degreed medical professional. Despite there being no link between MMR vaccine and autism, this is where it starts. Many parents are still not convinced that vaccines are safe. That's because parents are observant. They're watching their children. They're seeing their children. And they're seeing them pre-vaccine and post-vaccine. And no amount of crying and screaming and ranting and raving against parents is going to change that. According to a recent survey published in Pediatrics, 1 in 10 parents said they followed an alternative vaccine schedule. And that alternative vaccine schedule, in my opinion, is not good enough unless it eschews vaccination. Although I stand by you as the parent to make that decision if you decide to go to a doctor. I might argue. I might, go a different way. But I am not here to play your parent to your child. But I will tell you what I do know. And I will tell you what most of these pediatricians don't know. Don't care to know. Maybe they don't even know where to look because it's not in the journals, although there are some journals that have published the fact that mercury is actually dangerous. Shouldn't that be like the real litmus test of a doctor to find out if they believe mercury is safe or dangerous when you inject it in a child, right? Here's an article through the Bolin Report, my good friend Tim Bolin. Real scientific journals don't lie. Mercury in vaccines is bad for you. That's right. How about if your journal carries more advertising for drugs than there are journal papers? That could be a sign that your journal is illegitimate. Five things your pediatrician wants you to know. I don't think we have to go past number one. Vaccines are safe. Thank you. I'll be off to another, I don't know, someone who can actually read, someone who can actually listen to parents and observe and just know that mercury is the second most toxic substance known to man, woman, child, alien, invaders from Mars, wherever. You still want a pediatrician? Go to a doctor of osteopathic medicine that's not into drugs. They'll do it. How about a doctor of chiropractic? In fact, they care for babies all the time. Oh, no, they're not officially licensed to do that. Screw that. And I'm sorry that the chiropractors ever wanted to be licensed like the medical doctors. It screwed up their profession as well. And I'm not speaking ill of every doctor of chiropractic. You know, we have them on here. We feature them. In fact, Dr. King is a doctor of chiropractic, and he's a good one. Great one, in fact. But the question is, again, do we need the government to license these professions? Or can we just make a decision based on their schooling, based on their board certifications, and then based on talking to people who have seen them? How the heck are you going to know who's good or not? Well, how do you know what auto mechanic to go see? Do you need them to be licensed by the state? Or are there private certifications? Are there people that talk to people within your town, within your city or neighborhood that say, hey, I got this great mechanic over here. He knows what he's doing. She knows what she's doing. Imagine that. People talking to people. Humans talking to humans. Parents talking to other parents about the good or bad experiences they've had within or without the medical community. But many of us in America still, understandably, I understand it's been a long time, frightened to death of making their own decisions and wrongly looking to what? Looking to be told who's good, who's bad, what can I do, what's legitimate, what's illegitimate. But what has it gotten us? A medical profession that's killing upwards of 784,000 Americans every year. Licensure? No. No, thank you. Freedom is what we need. Competition is what we need. And, you know, those of you that are still into this whole idea of licensure, if you have friends or family members that are still, hey, knock yourself out. But don't stop. Don't make it a monopoly, right? You want to be licensed by the state. You say, okay, I'm licensed by the state. You're not. Whoop-de-frickin-do. I'm probably going to choose the guy or gal that's not licensed based on what I know of them rather than being shielded by some pseudo-monopolistic practice law. How many people do you know that have raised children without pediatricians? Probably not many, but I know some. I do know some. In fact, we have one of those children in my own household. At the risk of blaspheming the Church of Biological Mysticism, there are others out there that I've interviewed that also have done so successfully. How is it possible? Well, this is life. We learn from it. Now, I understand the first time you have a child, every little cough and sneeze worries you to death. Most new parents, it's a normal thing. I've been there. I know. But now the information is out. We need safer drugs, do we? In fact, that's one of the things I'm going to ask Dr. Frank King here on the Healing Revolution in just a moment. Because there's a bioethicist that says we need safer drugs for kids and acknowledges that 4 out of 5 hospitalizations for kids on the drugs that they're giving them have never been tested on these kids. Never. That's licensure. That's monopoly. There's no innovation there. There's only great danger and harm that is coming to our children. Case in point, the top 5 list that we only need one, the top one. Vaccines are safe. The pediatricians want you to know that vaccines are safe. That is all you need to know, that doctors, pediatricians specifically, are dangerous and should be kept at arm's length away from your children until they eschew the injection of mercury-laden, foreign RNA, DNA-laden, artificial substances, additional heavy metals, antibiotics, antifreeze, anti-life, whatever you want to do. Download vaccines, armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. You'll hear all about why it is that I say what I say here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you like your pediatrician, I'm not here to offend them. In fact, you might have a good one. You might have one that actually acknowledges the things we're talking about here. And if they're willing to go on the record, I'll have them right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right? So you let them know. Give me a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The Robert Scott Bell Show kicks into high gear next with Dr. Frank King on the Healing Revolution.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's almost the weekend. If you want to sleep in, whatever you want to do. I wanted to sleep in just the other day, but I had to get up super early, take my son to the airport because he's up there with the sixth graders in Boston and Maine right now having a good old time. But normally we sleep really well, and Dr. Frank King helps us sleep even better because he's providing the natural safe tools that are not harming anyone and helping so many. Dr. King, welcome back to the Healing Revolution.
Robert, always an honor and very excited about today with you.
Yeah, you know, I'm serious about the idea of sleeping well at night by what you do, because I think a lot of insomnia is based on the fact that either somebody is miserable about what they're doing, they're not doing what they love, or what they may be doing may actually be inadvertently harming people, much like those in modern medicine and big pharma, etc. There's a big story here, and I see you see that too on CNN by an ethicist who says, we need safer drugs for our kids. And I'm thinking, don't they know about King Bio and Dr. King and homeopathy?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I'm like you, Robert. Love what I do, passionate about what I do, believe in what I do. And knowing that we're not causing harm is what the initial key to the Hippocratic Oath that has been lost and rewritten. And it's very sad to see that they have to change their oaths due to, you know, the destruction of the drugs that are out there. It's bad. You know, so I would think if I was doing all that and my, you know, knowing what my this is doing to my patients, I wouldn't sleep very well.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that then the insomnia, then you need more drugs. But in this case, this ethicist writes that four out of every five drugs that are, or let's say four out of every five kids are drugs. This is a stunning actual thing as I'm reading this right now. They're saying have never been tested on children. Four-fifths of all the drugs, never tested on children. They're hospitalized for these things, even though the FDA, are they protecting us? Are they protecting the kids, or are they protecting big pharma?
Is exactly. You know, the more you look at these things, and believe me, I don't point fingers, and I don't like ever to criticize others. I just find it. But when you see this type of damage being done, you just really have to speak out, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And this is the thing that we're talking about. It's sort of silly. I mean, of course, this ethicist have probably never heard of homeopathy. Or if she has, she'd be dismissing it as somehow not scientific, despite the fact that there's loads of science coming out on it. In fact, there's a new book you brought to my attention. I just got it. I haven't been able to read it.
Double Helix Water. Has the 200-year-old mystery of homeopathy been solved? I mean, this is fascinating. We've talked about many of the scientific things over the years as well, and the fact of the matter is, though, those at Harvard and Yale and all these other establishment areas are so funded by Big Pharma that they can't acknowledge this inexpensive, safe medicine, even though they clamor for safer medicines.
Yes. You know, you mentioned our book. I was just thinking, I recall Norman Seeley wrote the introduction. And in that introduction, you know, he's, of course, a medical doctor, PhD, president, or a doctor to a number of our presidents. And basically, he has, of course, developed, he's Nobel Prize guy, he's developed, oh, so many good things, vitamin C and natural products, and of course, he's grown to love homeopathy. And basically, he said this, and he says it's such a, before, it was really hard for him to speak out, even him, who was pretty radical,
yes,
against Big Pharma. But he says, now that I'm retired, and basically everything's paid off, and I'm not looking for any rent or trying to earn any accolades.
Yes.
So he says, now I can't be bought. And I can and I will speak my mind, all of it, he says. The medical politics of survival no longer apply to me.
Yeah, he was featured in House of Numbers where Brent Leung interviewed him about HIV, and he admitted that HIV could be cleared simply by cleaning up nutrition, you know, as far as sanitation, hygiene, etc. We've covered the controversy of that here. We don't need to delve into it, but I said the stupidest thing that the establishment could have done was to give this man a Nobel Prize, because after that, there was nothing else. Now he could go, Nobel Prize winner? Screw it. I'm saying what I want. What are you going to do? Come after me? And so you're right. He's at that point in his life where he says, and he's always been part renegade. I know we've read about it. He's always been quietly behind the scenes investigating the memory of water, etc. For him to come out in this way only strengthens you know, what we've been doing and saying for years. Not that we necessarily need him to do that. In fact, I may be seeing him up there at the Autism One conference in Chicago, May 23rd to 27th. So everybody come on down. Dr. King's going to help me get up there. I'm very appreciative of the support, and we're going to be blasting it out there all over the world, the help that we can provide for people affected by vaccines, the damage, and autism.
That's fantastic. And, man, autism has been just one of those things. I've just loved, you know, what homeopathy has done for autism. It's just been a wonderful experience with our learning enhancement formula, our constitutional formula, and our vaccine cleanse formula.
Yes.
Man, those have just done wonders to help these children and adults that have this problem. And you look at how it's growing so rapidly today, Robert. You know, I forget what the stats are, but it's like in the thousands of percents increase. And it's increased so much. And what obviously you've got to look at the reality around us, the changes that are going on around us of why this condition has proliferated so greatly.
Yeah, I've also covered yesterday on the show, Dr. King, about this guy that's working with the Gates Foundation. They want to vaccinate every child on planet Earth. And, you know, he's motivated. You might say, okay, if we argue, he's motivated for good, right? Maybe he's got pure intention. But he says, I witnessed so many children dying in Africa, and I want to help. And he acknowledges, though, the very thing that would solve the problem, yet throws all of his lot in life towards the vaccine religion, when he says that these children died because they were malnourished. And I'm thinking, you got $4.3 billion, and all you're going to do is vaccinate the population. Why not feed them? Why not rehabilitate their soils? Why not provide proper sanitation, right? It's staring him right at the face, and he admits it. And so there's such a blinder, if you will, whereas Montagnier's experience being part of that, now going, I don't care about it anymore. Now he's absolutely speaking more of the truth.
And the other researcher, Jacques, is it?
Oh, Jacques Benveniste. Benveniste as well, yes.
Yes, you know, he's first one that discovered, really great scientist, well-respected in so many ways, discovered so many wonderful things, I think he has a Nobel Prize or something in there. Got published in Nature magazine after all these replications and independent labs doing the same experiment, passed all Nature's, you know, critique. And when it got published, it just created a hornet's nest of negative responses to from the scientific community that's trying to keep this thing suppressed, called homeopathy, to the point where it actually, you know, ran him out of business.
Yep.
He had closed his labs. You know, this is a highly respected long-term research time researcher, and just pretty much just shut this guy's life off. And we see some of these what was I watching a show the other night, Retired But Dangerous, R.E.D.?
Yes.
And, you know, you think of all these movies of these conspiracies, and I'm not a conspiracist by any means, but then this is in our face, and well, the reality is there.
You said it just right, Dr. King. You said reality. We call it a conspiracy reality. That's the thing here, because how many people have lost their livelihood when they stood out, put their head up above the crowd and said, wait, 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 I'm observing this, right? Like Andrew Wakefield, who didn't say vaccines caused autism, even though we would say they definitely contribute big time with mercury, etc. But he simply observed and pointed out the observation. They skewered him, so to speak. And so at the time of Benvenista, there were not many people that were willing to stand up as there are today. And every day, more and more of us standing up saying what is truthful, what is correct, what is factual. And in fact, those that used to be able to take you off at the head are now running for cover because their same propaganda is not working anymore.
Yes, yes. And to give these kind of drugs that, you know, are causing, what, a third of the deaths in the U.S. are drug-induced?
Yes.
And so, wait a minute. We got, the you know, our largest killer is the drugs. And so we really need to change and get, you know, this our attitudes and start thinking, wait a minute, the body's designed to be healthy. Wait a minute. We need to start working on awakening our body's power to heal and not try to just do this shallow drug biochemical manipulation of our bodies with all these toxic substances. It really goes back to, we're still following the same crude flat earth medicine,
right,
that was occurring during Hahnemann's time, mm-hmm, that appalled him so much, Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, to the point, what were they doing then? They were doing mercury purges. Mercury purges. They would give you so much mercury that you basically seriously got purged. And then what else? The other thing they were doing is bloodletting and carrying their leeches around to, you know, to suck blood as well.
Yep, drain the body of blood.
Gosh. Well, you know, has it really changed that much today, Robert?
No. In fact, you know, when I was on the Jerry Doyle show the other day, we were talking about the whole diabetes scenario, and doctors are talking about it as if they're witch doctors. It's like this: the diabetes just has a hold on these kids. We don't know what to do, right? They want to throw more drugs at it. I'm thinking, it's got a hold on them? What is it, an evil spirit? Do you need an exorcism, or do you need, you know, to eat better? And so here we are, the homeopaths, the ones that are supposed to be really far out because we talk about and acknowledge energy. And, of course, the world is coming back around from the flat earth, if you will, to the context of, oh, this globe, this energy, the electromagnetic universe. We've been here. We've been waiting. The water's been warm. And here we are. Now they're finally acknowledging. Like you said, as a farm boy that you grew up like, that there's a story here. Kids on cow farms may have fewer allergies, less asthma. And, of course, you've got the most amazing asthma relief formula out there in homeopathy, yet we're recognizing here if we were just exposing our kids to the normal part of life, the microbial world, we might have much less disease, not more.
Oh, sure. And, you know, and these allergies, people made antihistamines out like they are candy, no worries, good for everybody, give them to the whole family. And now that is changing dramatically. And now there's being, you know, it's obviously started in other countries for some reason where they stopped saying, wait a minute, no antihistamines for children and only short amounts of antihistamines for even adults. And because there's some, universities in Canada that did studies that found that these antihistamines are actually causing increased tumor growths within people. Mm. Wow. You know, when you suppress the immune system, as simple as an antihistamine, we call it simple, they made it sound simple, then we're really messing with some serious things, and we're starting to see the serious side effects that are, you know, resulting from this type of invasion of something they try to make out to be candy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, that's the kind of thing, the way I grew up, Dr. King, as you know, it was. It wasn't a thought. It was like, oh, the doctor said this, take this. Now we're seeing so much of a transformation, hence the growth of the healing revolution. And we're here to help in those that are waking up in this way, whether it be for vaccine damage and autism spectrum disorders, whether it be for allergies and asthma. We've got those tools, and we're going to share some more of those tools on the other side of this break. It's the healing revolution, Dr. Frank King, my dear friend. KingBio.com. All the links are up at RobertScottBell.com. You can call them during the week at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Back with more of Dr. King after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So now that you're one of the awakened ones, or maybe you're just now, you know, your sleepy eyes are opening and seeing and hearing all this for the first time. I know many, because we're getting so many new listeners here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, readers of Natural News as such. We say, Dr. King, what do we do when we first wake up? I mean, do we clean out our medicine cabinets and move over to natural remedies? I mean, I would say yes, but maybe we can do a marginal approach. What shall we do when we wake up, Dr. King?
When we wake up, which hopefully is right now.
Yes.
The lights are coming on. We think, wait a minute, the logical first choice in medicine should be something that has no side effects, that has no known negative drug interactions, and that is safe, that works on awakening my own body's ability to heal rather than just trying to suppress my symptoms with strong chemical responses. But let me try something safe and natural. And homeopathy, basically, you just start with the whole family, but let's start with, you're talking about children here. This is the only safe medicine for children or anybody, is homeopathy. The FDA does allow us to say there are no side effects. There are no known negative drug interactions. And it's over 200 years of clinical use by physicians globally. nothing has not only the test of time as well as survived the test of adversity. Because what? Homeopathy has been severely attacked when the big medicine began its plan.
Oh, yeah.
And then it came back. You know, it was pretty well suppressed out of our country after doing so well and so statistically wonderful in the great plagues of both Europe and America. So the big organizations of medicine formed, the AMA, and their job was to wipe homeopathy out. But like all truth, it comes back, and it comes back strong. Yes. And it is an FDA-registered product. It is a recognized drug in the U.S. as well as most all industrialized countries across the world. And we can make claims on these products. So it's just a wonderful thing. So we start with just fixing this. What are the problems you have? Mm-hmm. You know, look at the simple things. Look at what your children, start them out fresh without contaminating them with so many toxins. Heck, I gave my kids my son, my youngest son recently, I give him the attention and learning formula. Now his C's are A's and B's. And that works on all levels from the autistic realm all the way through to refining your children's grades to A's. You know, so that's a great remedy. Oh, how about a bedwetting? Wish I had that one when I was a kid.
yes.
It's a great remedy for, you know, helping those embarrassing things, especially boys have a tendency to develop kind of slower, a little slower, and it can be very embarrassing spending nights over at friends or whatever.
Sure.
Chicken pox formula. Now we have chicken pox parties when we're not vaccinating. We allow the chicken pox to do its building and its strengthening within us, and you can take a homeopathic to ease it so it makes it more comfortable, and you still get the immune strengthening effects of why we have chicken pox or measles or mumps. So these childhood diseases are important. It's since we started vaccinating against them, we are now finding that viruses are becoming rampant in our societies. And we see, you know, more and more susceptibilities to more serious things.
Right.
Because we have not allowed our children's immunity to be naturally built the way it was designed to do work.
Well, exactly. That's, you know, this is a critical component. And as we said, the start of this segment, the awakening, the wake up, suddenly you have a whole new world that appears that didn't exist before in the consciousness of so many people, including, you know, there was a time in my life I had to wake up as well. And so
yes.
Having these tools.
Know, we have something, you know, when your child loses their appetite, you know, this is a sign that they probably have entered into some toxicity in their diets or in their lifestyle. And when you that happens, you do naturally lose your, you know, some appetite. And so we have the Children's Appetite Enhancer is designed to heal and strengthen the digestive tracts of our children so we are able to digest and assimilate and detoxify in through that area and keep our child's appetite strong and healthy and get our nutrients balanced and absorbing properly. And so it's a great remedy to fix that at an early age.
Right.
Because that digestive problem that's creating the lack of appetite as a child will carry on and become eventually, you know, the root to a chronic problem later on in our life.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited about having access to all of these as well. Not only, you know, my kids are growing up, so they grow up with homeopathy, so we've got these tools at play. But I'm thinking, you know, when I go up for the first time ever to the Autism One conference, which I've been invited to speak, and I'm so blessed to be able to go up there to do that, that I get to introduce a whole slew of families that have been affected, but whether it be learning disabilities or severe autism, that we've got some safe, natural options for them. Whereas the drugs that are only going to compound in many ways the toxicity of the vaccines are a dead end, if you will, and I don't mean it as a pun in any way, but that's a reality. So the ethicist story that opened our discussion today, Dr. King, we have the answer. If the ethicist would open her eyes, you know, that was covered on CNN out of Harvard, I'm not waiting for them, you're not waiting for them. In fact, the people are doing an end around and going, we're not listening to the experts anymore. We're going to the real experts, those who have the experience helping children, not hurting them.
Yes, you have the Children's Appetite and Weight Control for the, you know, the other epidemic that's going on in our country with childhood obesity hitting over 30% of our children. Oh, we know what obesity does. We know what this accumulation of toxin in our bodies and a slowing of our metabolisms and all these problems and what they create. So we want to be able to address these problems safely with our children. The homeopathy offers the only safe and actually childhood appetite and weight control medicine out there. So this is something third of your population out here of children need to hear and use a safe, natural approach to turn that child's life around, where you're not only changing the weight problem, you're changing the esteem and you're giving the confidence back to your child. You're giving them a sense of control back where they can carry out their destiny again.
Sure.
You know, there's so many products, Robert. Maybe just touching, you know, whether it's a children's cough or a children's earache. That's something every parent should have around. You get it now because it's not if, but when that earache hits, it always seems to be at night, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you can now take, you have something and to take to address the causes behind that problem. You can take it orally and it works from the inside out to correct the problem.
Yeah.
Children's fever reliever. We can nip the fevers in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the children's growth and development for a child that's not growing properly or developing properly.
Right.
The colic relief for infants, you know, going through that colicky stage. You know, we have nosebleeds. How about that? You know, children will go through stages where they're having vascular stress and weakness. This nosebleed formula is a great remedy to fix that. So when you fix them at those early stages, then you, all of a sudden you don't have, where's the nosebleed or the equivalent of that as later on in life could turn into a stroke.
Right.
Or serious.
As adults, if you go to a concert in a big hall and you're sitting in the nosebleed section, you want to have your King Bio nosebleed remedy too.
Robert, you're a good one today. Teething. How about teething? How's your teeth today, Robert?
Oh, teething. Yes, absolutely. I just stopped teething the other day, and, you know, thanks for the teeth. No, this is really, you know, I have the greatest story. Maybe I brought this up on the air before, but my in-laws, okay, they had kids, and they were younger kids, babies. In fact, one of the twin babies, and one was under 2 years of age. And I brought a homeopathic remedy kit, had all the, you know, the single remedies, not the combination, but the single remedy, just to, you know, learn and teach and that kind of thing. And they dumped them out. One of the little girl dumped them out and started playing with them, all these little vials. How exciting. They made noise. They rattled, right? Then she grabbed one of them and started saying, mine, 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 mine. I'm thinking, wow, what is that? Of all the 100 remedies, she picked one and saying, mine, mine. I had to look. I had to see, what is this one that was mine? And you can imagine at 2 years old what this child was going through. She happened to grab the remedy called chamomilla.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, one of the key ingredients in the teething formula. And it's the brilliance of energy attracting energy. I mean, this kid couldn't read and just grab the right remedy.
Out of the mouths of babes.
It's beautiful. I love it. So that's the thing. And safety. If that child had opened it and eaten every pellet, the only thing that would have happened was they had a little sugar rush because they were sugar pellets at the time. But with a King Bio remedies, they're just pure water, so there's not even that concern.
Yes, and in other remedies, the tonsilplex, if you know, to help with those swollen tonsils and prevent the surgeries, you know, later on if this. Because you're able to start really working. When if your child has swollen tonsils, they're telling you something. Now's the time to work on it, not when you need to go to the emergency room and get the tonsils taken out. And let's work in, you know, on this and start building that body, you know, child's immunity. These are signs that are telling you to build the immunity, address the toxicity. These are things that will, you know, cause these chronic swollen tonsils. And so with that, we look at not only the tonsilplex, but there might be other pieces of the puzzle, Robert. You know, we might have things, maybe it's the sore throat and laryngitis or the cold and flu or maybe the swollen glands formula.
Right.
You know, you can start putting these pieces together and start fixing this, and now you're building the immunity of that child for a lifetime.
Beautiful.
That the, taking the tonsils out never addresses.
Right. Well, Dr. King, it's always a blast to be with you on the Healing Revolution. We're almost close to the weekend here, of course, and it's the greatest way to end it and kick it into leisure gear as you're getting these natural remedies in you. Now, are there more spaces available for the big healing seminar you're hosting for healthcare providers June 2nd and 3rd up there in Asheville, North Carolina?
Yes, we just expanded the room larger to handle, you know, more people. and coming in, and they're signing up. And so, you know, we might have to take over the hotel here. I'm not sure.
Sweet. And it's a nice hotel. I've been up there. Please, if you're thinking about getting some good healing information, this is a great opportunity. Call them up at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. I have the links up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Dr. King, always a blast. I definitely think we did an end around that ethicist who doesn't seem to know about the natural remedies that we know about.
Well, we're all about solutions, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the whole nature of the healing revolution. It supports the mission here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which is simply to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
the British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to go energetic as we do with the Healing Revolution. Recovery, energy, going beyond adrenal stimulation through adaptogens. My dear friend Stephen Rogers is back from Shintrition. Very cool, from the wilds of Montana. He'll be with us shortly. Also, we'll get a brief visit again from Liam Sheff to wind up the week here. And, of course, remind you that he'll be speaking tonight in Harlem on vaccines, HIV, etc. So that's coming up. But first and foremost, why would the Department of Homeland Security be spraying bacteria in the Boston subway? That's what we shouldn't be asking. Why? Department of Homeland Security spraying bacteria in the Boston subway this summer. Ready? Put on your gas mask. It's coming to a subway station near you. Now, besides the FBI, FDA, and the Department of Homeland Security, what is the greatest health threat of modern times? My friend Shane Ellison, who I've interviewed on this program over the years, says it's fluoride. And he's absolutely right. But yet, it again is approved by the government. So, who are you going to call? How about Rand Paul? Who are you going to call? Rand Paul. That works. Why? Because he's just launched a campaign to dismantle the Transportation Farce Association. And that's TFA. No, TSA. I'm sorry. Transportation Security Administration. We know we've made fun of them, but they grope, they prod, they x-ray you, they mammogram you, they probe you. And Rand Paul, thank God, coming to the rescue. Another of the Paul family we dearly appreciate here. And he is actually starting to launch a campaign to dismantle the Transportation Security Administration. I mean, this is the, you know, part of TSA is part of Homeland Security. They want to test biological sensors in the Boston subway. And they're saying, well, it shouldn't be a problem for healthy people. Okay, how many healthy people do you know on the Boston subway? I've got the stories linked up at robertscottbell.com. No problem. You can see it there. And then, okay, Rand Paul to the rescue, saying, hold on there, partner. We got to dismantle this TSA, this security state. It's causing us a whole heap of trouble. Now, it was reported by Alex Jones that Rand Paul yesterday has put out a press release that he's just had enough. He wants to end the TSA, putting a stop to needless and humiliating groping of toddlers and grandmothers. Yeah, I think we could do with a bit less of that, don't you? And he's looking for financial contributions also to launch a full targeted media campaign to convince representatives and senators to either get on board or be held responsible for this continuing outrage. So there's an end the TSA money bomb. And it was started originally by Congressman Ron Paul following his son's treatment at the hands of the federal agency. And it raised over $1.6 million already. So there's some horrific things going on with the security state. And those who trade their liberty for security end up with neither. You could argue don't deserve either. But that's the whole nanny state mentality we've got to leap from, because many Americans, unfortunately, and that's the power of the illusion here, with the fear being the grip, still perceive some benefit, however illusory, of the security state. The moment you snap out of it, it becomes obvious and absurd that this is theater, security theater. So that's what I'll say about that. All the links are up there at robertscottbell.com. Really pleased to hear that Rand Paul is stepping it up for good works there in Washington, D.C., a senator from Kentucky, junior senator from Kentucky. So where do we go from here? I got a call just yesterday. This came in. Randy in Iowa was calling about his wife who had a stroke recently. I think she's only 54 and was very concerned about blood clots. It's over. It's like 2.5 minute call. So I can't, Randy, I apologize. I can't put it on the air. I do want to address your concerns, though, Randy, because there are probably others out there that have similar concerns, because immediately what they want to do is put you on Plavix, anything that dissolves blood clots. We know why they want to do that. I don't argue against the idea of doing so, but is Plavix, warfarin, Coumadin, rat poison, etc., the only means by which you can thin the blood and dissolve clots? Aren't there enzymes designed by nature and nature's God
that could do that as well. And as a matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, Robert. Yes, there are. And one in particular is nattokinase, N-A-T-T-O-K-I-N-A-S-E. There's also a form called lumbrokinase, if I remember correctly, through Allergy Research Group. I'll see if I have that linked up in the blog today. So if you can look up nattokinase, that is something you cannot overdose on in the same way you can overdose on Plavix or Coumadin, Warfarin, to where you could bleed out and die of internal bleeding without much warning. Remember my dear friend Michael Bednarik? We had him on this week. Many years ago, he visited me in my studio in Atlanta, and his whole left arm was swollen, black and blue. And I'd asked him what had happened, and his doctor had him on basically Coumadin for thinning the blood and an aspirin a day. And even I, a humble homeopath, have read the literature enough to know that when you combine aspirin and Coumadin, you're likely to have a nasty interaction and a more serious potential for bleed out, because aspirin also is known to thin the blood. So nattokinase is something natural, non-toxic. Also, if you look for fish oil, omega-3 essential fats are excellent there. If you want to restore integrity to the vascular system, which is part of the connective tissue, what are you going to do? You're going to have to utilize silicon. You need silica. And, of course, the Alta Health product silica is the one I use. I use it every day just as prevention to shore up the connective tissue, the nervous system. There's so much more. But at least 5,000 milligrams of the food-grown form of the silicon that I get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. I think of all of these things that you could reduce that could reduce inflammation and regulate the immune system better. We're going to talk about adaptogens momentarily with Stephen Rogers from Chentrition. We'll talk about energy, because I think everybody's adrenals are burned out, so we're going to do some good stuff there. But what else can you do? Well, there are a few things right there I wanted to tell you about immediately, and hopefully that'll get you on the right track. We'll cover this topic again. It is the healing revolution, so I got to carry on here. Chentrition, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stephen Rogers, Liam Sheff up a little bit later, and we are going to continue to rock the healing revolution.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, sometimes it pays to be a listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show. As one of our fave listeners out there, we heard from Corey. He's from the Coast Guard as well, but he's doing a lot of great work. He ended up going to San Francisco, like I told everybody, and he went to a special event where, guess who was there? Steven and Erica Rogers from Shentrition. That's right, and Shen Life, and they were there, and he got a bottle of Shentrition, which is an amazing. In fact, I'm going to have to get another one. I just finished mine this morning before the show. So, Steven Rogers, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Robert, and we'll get a bottle out to you immediately. I didn't know that you were running low.
You are the best. Well, listen, I'm adaptogenning myself back up to the levels of fitness I haven't had in years. If you've seen the workouts I'm doing in the boxing ring, oh my gosh, I'm just blown away. So I appreciate you so very much.
Well, that's awesome, and I'm sure you're paying attention to not only the extra energy you get, but the real magic of adaptogens and recovery. You know, when we break down and tear down a muscle, the growth, the real punch in growth is in recovery time, not necessarily when we tear it down. So adaptogens help not only with recovery, but they also give us the energy to tear it down again. That is endure.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm definitely – I just was talking to my wife just this morning – about the fact that I'm recovering faster from these workouts, and they're intense because I'm working out with some young, you know, basically I say kids. I mean, they're in their teens and sometimes they're young 20s. Some are professional, and I'm keeping up, and I'm thinking this is not supposed to be happening. So again, the idea here is a lot of people in the Northern Hemisphere also start coming out of their winter slumber. I know it wasn't a brutal winter for a lot of people, but they want to get out and start their activities. Perhaps they've been off for the winter. Coming back and recovering is going to be a great concern. So not only getting the superfoods in you, but the plus factor, I call it, with the adaptogens for recovery time, and also the regaining of the energy that you expend.
Yes, exactly. In fact, they were given the name adaptogens. In classical Chinese medicine, we call them qi tonics or energy tonics, but they were given the name adaptogens when famous Russian scientists began to study them in use with their training of their Olympic athletes. They were overtraining and they needed something to help them recover faster. Mm-hmm. So they started to use adaptogens.
Yeah. Now, by the way, if anybody's hearing Steven, he's in the midst of the wilds of Montana again. We sort of would like to be out there with him, and he's chasing or watching the wolves that he's got. Beautiful. In fact, we got a picture of him on the web at robertscottbell.com in the show notes. In fact, we also have a picture of Corey. He's wearing a Robert Scott Bell Show T-shirt when he saw you guys out at the conference in San Francisco. That was so cool.
Yeah, I did. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to meet Corey. I was actually walking the wolves, and that we have, you know, they usually go with us. Erica did get to meet him and speak with him, and yeah, she knew right off the bat. He walked right up to the booth, and he had one of your shirts on.
That was so cool, and I've got the picture also up above Corey and Erica, your wife, and what a great thing. Anytime we get an opportunity to do that, I know you're going to be at some upcoming events like a naturopathic show, so we'll give a shout-out to all our naturopathic listeners and let them know where you'll be before we're done today. So if we talk about regaining energy, we talk about the adaptogenic, the history, thousands of years in Chinese medicine, how they understood these things, utilizing them appropriately. Another thing that I want to, I guess, remind everybody, that when we're talking about restoring energy, we're not talking about stimulating or hyper-stimulating adrenal function, because that's what, you know, the caffeine-aholics of the Western world do, and they'll eventually weaken themselves to such a degree that they've lost what they're trying to regain through exhaustion. So we're talking about something different that rebuilds here.
Yes, exactly. In fact, adaptogens have been shown to but restore the loss of the adrenal so that we have more of our natural energy and better function. whereas caffeine or something is going to milk the adrenals out and weaken their overall function.
So restoring the adrenals. Now, how are you feeling out there, like in the wind? Some people I know that are basically healthy have a hypersensitivity. For instance, they can sit outside, but if the wind is on their skin, they have, it's almost like they're hypersensitive to the wind. Have you ever met people like that?
Oh, yes. In fact, the valley over from me, Paradise Valley, is the second most windiest place in the country next to Mount Washington. So we have a lot of people with wind conditions over there. But, you know, the Chinese recognized that wind had a negative effect not only on the energy flow in the meridians, but the emotions also. And, in fact, they called it wind evil. So we want to avoid getting in direct wind for long periods of time. We can't help sometimes to get in the way of it. So, yes, wind can have an effect both psychologically and physically on us,
so
all
what,
of us.
What, Stephen, what kind of adaptogens could be utilized, or are they already in the Shintrition, for instance, for those that have that kind of sensitivity? Because I've met them over time as well, and we recognize sometimes you can't avoid the wind, but what can you do to reduce the hypersensitivity, if you will, to it?
Well, the first thing, again, is try to avoid it as much as possible. The second thing, if you're talking about which adaptogenic herbs are most effective for wind, then you have to look at the ones that are a little more warming, because a lot of times wind's going to be cold, unless you're caught in Southern California in the Santa Ana winds, which would be wind heat.
Yes.
And then you would need to be, have adaptogens that are more cooling, or even more yin promoting, that is fluid promoting. So, you know, adaptogens overall are going to be good because they help the body to maintain homeostasis or balance easier. So, in essence, they will strengthen your body's ability to restrain the wind and to avoid the wind that comes in via the pores of the skin and the different orifices of the body and then disrupts the channels. So all adaptogens will be good for that. But the warming adaptogens, the more Renshin, ginseng, Siberian ginseng, Eleuthero, which is a Siberian ginseng or false ginseng, and then Korean ginseng, those are going to be a little more warming. And then you have some of the more cooling ones out there and things that will strengthen the spleen and the liver. Licorice is one of those. Even though licorice is a little warming, it does act right on the liver meridian, and wind typically will go after the liver meridian.
Yeah, that's very true. And I've noticed also, like, we live in heat and humidity, and I've done so for many years, and I actually like it. I like the heat and humidity, but a lot of people, and I don't mean just if they're coming from the north, but what I was taught by my mentor, in fact, that if you have very little tolerance for heat and humidity, that often is impactful, is telling you about liver congestion, weakness, imbalance of some kind.
Oh, yes, definitely. If we have congestion in the liver, it's usually going to be reflected as heat, or what we would call even fire, or fire blazing upward. So we would want to reduce and get that heat out of the body. So any hot situation, especially if we're prone to damp heat and not just dry heat,
yes,
it's going to be exacerbated even more in a humid situation.
Yeah, so I tell people when they think that they don't like humid heat, if they worked to restore integrity and balance function at all to the liver, that they'll have a much higher tolerance and they might find that it's not so bad.
Yes, this is true. This is definitely true. But we also have to look at constitution, which I know you're aware of.
Yes.
An Eskimo is going to have a more difficult time with heat simply because, genetically speaking, they have been conditioned to weather the cold or adapt to the cold and do well in it for thousands of years. And it's like it's not good to give them fruit and raw foods unless it's raw meat. They need things that are more young or hot, and that's why they eat a lot of fatty meat and stuff. And likewise, for someone who was raised next to the equator and their genetic heritage has been there for thousands of years, you don't want to stick them in the Arctic. So there's a lot of constitutional reasons for this too. But all in all, we're human beings, and we can adapt, and we could pretty much adapt to any situation if we are healthy and we are balanced. And that's where adaptogens really do their magic, because their number one goal is to help the body maintain homeostasis or balance.
Yes. We're talking to Stephen Rogers, and he's with Shintrition. He is Shintrition, and his wife, Erica, wonderful people. We love them dearly. And their two wolves are outside. If you hear the winds blowing, called the winds of change, blowing through Montana, and I'm wondering about the adaptogens necessary for the wilds up there. But in my mind, Stephen. I think I was supposed to be born equatorial because I love the hot weather. I love the sunshine. I don't mind humidity. I absolutely love the equatorial type foods, spicy foods, and even the fruits that are unique to equatorial regions around the planet. Am I just deluding myself even though I was born in New York City?
Well, I'll have to take a look at you at the next Health and Freedom Expo to see what part of it is imbalance and what part of it is natural. I know the spices a lot that we have in the Central America countries are not indigenous to that country. They were introduced by a lot of the Jesuit priests who came there and found the inhabitants to be infested with tapeworms and liver flukes and pinworms and stuff, and it was a way to kill the parasites out. Unfortunately, it did alter the body chemistry of the people there, and we have a such thing now as called Latin heat, and the tempers flare really quick. So you take a real spicy type of a diet, and then you give it to someone who lives in a very hot, damp environment, and it will change the psychology of a person. So some of those things are indigenous, some of the spices, but they're spices that aren't necessarily as hot as like habanero, pepper, and cayenne.
You know, I'm hearing some of my listeners in South Florida saying, are you talking to me when you mentioned Latin heat? Latin heat, huh? What are we talking about here, really, Stephen?
I'm from Florida. My wife's from Florida, and I'm from Florida. And she's Panamanian, actually, second-generation American.
Now I understand where the Latin heat is coming from.
Yes, exactly.
All right. That explains so much. Stephen Rogers, we love you dearly. We're going to take a quick break here. The Healing Revolution continues. We're talking energy, recovery, adaptogens as well. We've got the links up to shentrition.com as well as shen-life. I want to get that linked up as well so you'll see on the show notes today. As well as, Stephen, what's the most appropriate phone number for people to call with more questions or anything like that?
866-497-7436. 866-497-7436.
All right, we got a few minutes. We're going to be coming right back with more of Stephen Rogers from the wilds of Montana. How can we adapt for better health, vitality, survival, and then again thriving, which was what we like to do here on The Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by. We'll be back with more of that after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, the energy's kicking into high gear here on the Healing Revolution Friday. Stephen Rogers from Chentrition, Chen Life. We've got all the links up, and again, we'll give you the phone number if you'd like to get more information, or better yet, get one of these things, or find out where they're going to be. Maybe you could be the Robert Scott Bell Show listener who also happens to be a naturopath at the next show we'll tell you about momentarily. Stephen, at this San Francisco event, it was open to the public. I imagine you had a lot of lay people asking about, you know, not only adaptogens, but what can you do? What kind of problems maybe were they presenting to you in your presentation that might be reflective of the audience out there?
I think the most common thing we get all the time is just low energy, fatigue, brain fog, a general malaise feeling. Just, you know, people, once they get in their 30s, have had a few children and they're working. You know, of course, people are working even more now to try to make ends meet. They just feel like they're dragging. They just can't get their legs under them. And that's where adaptogens or chi tonics work really well, that helping people to restore the adrenals, restore their energy reserves, and just give them that little extra pep in their step where they feel like they, you know, I've got that little extra to give to achieve a little bit more. And, you know, I'm not so dragging in the morning. I feel like I'm just taxing my body. I feel rejuvenated.
Yes. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you in Chicago at the Health Freedom Expo. I wish I could see you sooner, but we're gonna make that work, and we'll get some more insight. We'll go on the air and talk about some of the things you've been uncovering. Also, talk about my penchant for liking the equatorial stuff. See how messed up my my constitution may be. You're confused, Robert. You don't know where you are.
Well, it may be just fine.
Yeah, well, I'll grant you it might be, and that'd be a nice thing, but it's okay if there's always something to tweak, because one thing you learn, not only if you're living on Earth long enough, even if you're not a healer, that there's always something more to learn, something more to tweak. There's always a challenge we're facing, and sometimes it's good to reach out to someone you know and trust to work with you on that. You don't want to turn over your body to, let's say, pharmaceutical pseudoscientists, but people that understand this chi energy, if you will, the energy, the flow, all of the things that used to be commonplace within the healing realm that suddenly got, over the past 150 years or so, taken out of the realm, certainly in the West.
Oh, yes, definitely. Bioenergetics, that's the premise of our product. Even though it does work on a biochemical level, we're primarily focused on the bioenergetics, that is, strengthening chi flow or life force. Most of your products out there are really concerned about micronutrients, that is, vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and although we do focus on that, our primary focus is the bioenergetic power of each ingredient, how that works synergistically together with the other ingredients so that we can bring the most potent, high-energy product that we have found out there, certainly in the adaptogenic world.
Well, that's the plus factor I keep talking about. Every time I bring up Chentrition, I say that the plus factor. It's like that added something that you'd almost say it's intangible, but when you're doing it, you know it's tangible because you can see the results, as I've seen with me. So that's the, you know, we don't speak in any way, shape, or form ill of micronutrients. We need them. We need all of these living foods, and so we're supportive of all of that. But the plus factor in a world that has created, well, I wouldn't say it's created this way. In many ways, we've corrupted it to such a degree that we are stressed beyond what would be considered reasonable in some of our lives and certainly in the environment now. So it isn't enough, in my opinion, to just get the good nutrients back in. That's a critical starting point. But if we don't understand energy and how to work with it, we're only working half of the whole equation, per se.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. We do need the micronutrients. We can't live without them, and we need them in abundance, or at least in the right amounts, But without the bioenergetics, we don't have the pep in our step. And so that, too, that's what this product really brings to the table that other products really don't. And I think a lot of that is just the focus is different.
Yeah. Now, I've seen the Wolves and what healthy coats they have and the energy that they have. Are they doing Shentrition, too, by the way?
Well, I'm not promoting it for canines when I say this, but they do like to get Shentrition.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's having an impact there. I just want to be sure. I know people are going to ask that. I know we're so restricted when you, especially when you make a product. I don't sell anything, but when you make a product, you have to be cautious about what you say and what it can be used for. I'm just saying it makes all perfect sense to me why the animals would benefit as well. But certainly, if it's just you and your wife, your spouse, your husband, something, you got a brother or sister, anybody that needs that energetic boost that it may have already been through the depletion of the so-called stimulant protocol or focus that is so common in the West. I mean, you see so much of the commercials, 5-hour energy, just take this and you'll be buzzing for hours. In the meantime, you're just destroying your adrenals and the thyroid eventually is impacted and for, I guess, a temporary gain, but a very high cost that comes along with that.
Oh, yes, definitely, because a lot of those things are using central nervous stimulators or, you know, adrenal winners. We're using adrenal boosters and endocrine boosters and chi reserve boosters. So a lot of people don't realize how important the adrenal glands are. They actually, in Chinese medicine, we call them the kidney glands because they sit on top of the kidneys. So they work in unison with the kidneys. And we refer to the kidneys as the body's batteries, that is the chi reserves. So one of the things that adaptogens have been shown to do as much or more than any other herb out there is to restore the adrenal glands, or what we would call the kidney glands, the body's batteries.
Yeah, restoring the chi. And I know so much of what we talk about from a homeopathic perspective, we can work energetically with organs and systems, specific liver, kidney remedies. And for me, that's always been the starting point, because you realize that you can try to put all the good nutrition in, but if you've got corrupted systems, it might not be able to utilize that which you're giving it, even if what you're giving it is appropriate. And so much damage to liver, kidney comes from our reliance not only on, I mentioned, the stimulants, but literally the pharmaceutical drugs almost from the day you're born. And even prior now, as I've been covering more and more stories talking about certain exposures of parents yet to be and how it's impacting the development of the child yet to be, so to speak. So it's not even like you're 30, 40, 50 and run down. Now you're talking about infants being born almost into middle age.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we in Chinese medicine also, we look at the adrenals as being one of the main storehouses for what we call congenital essence. Congenital essence is like the wick in the candle. If you can imagine your body as being the wax, the wick being the congenital essence, and the resulting light is actually consciousness, and the flame is chi, then without the wick, you have nothing. And congenital essence is being harmed certainly by pharmaceuticals and mainly vaccines, but poor diet, lifestyle, and everything else. So one of the lovely things, again, about these herbs is they go in there and they help to restore one part of congenital essence, which we call acquired essence. They help to restore it.
Beautiful. Well, this is so critically important, because especially let's say someone had a child, one child, and they had a great pregnancy, and then they have another. Each time they don't realize often that the depletion is not just physiological, because we can measure that to some degree. We can replenish it. I've talked about the glucose tolerance factor, chromium molecules in a food state being just robbed from the mother when they don't have it coming in through the diet, and therefore a lot of problems. You know, we talk about chromosomal integrity associated with these minerals as well, but the energy, the gestational diabetes, that's also energy. And so replenishing that is significant. But when you understand what you've just said, the kidney adrenal, the congenital essence, now you understand why this is so critically important to see it more than just a physiological problem.
Oh, definitely. You know, our congenital essence is responsible for our longevity and our quality of life. That is how bright the flame burns. And adaptogens, again, like I said, they restore that. But each organ system itself has a certain amount of congenital essence. And when it's low in the kidneys and the adrenals, our body begins to take out loans from the rest of the organ systems. And if we don't pay back those loans, eventually they'll go into energetic or congenital bankruptcy. And that's when we begin to see severe problems in specific organ systems. And again, it's systemic. You know, each organ system's are connected. So when one begins to fail, another one begins to fail. So When I teach my clients, the first thing that we have to do before we build up our storehouse or our principal of energy back, we have to get out of energetic bankruptcy with all of the borrowing we've done from other organ systems.
Yeah.
We use such a wide array of adaptogens where some adaptogens will work on specific organ systems more than others, and some will work on the spleen, while some will work on the pancreas, and some on the heart, and some on the liver, kidneys, and so on and so forth. So we try to use a wide spectrum so that each of those systems are benefiting from them more than just the adrenals and the kidneys.
Stephen, it's amazing as you painted that picture, how reflective of the economic realm, the political realm, all of these things that I've always tried to bring back into healing, where people have disintegrated everything. It's this, it's that, but it's never the whole. What you just laid out is the manifestation of our neglecting the energetic centers of our body, literally going into what you called energetic bankruptcy. We've seen it economically as well. The way we're treating our bodies is the way we're treating our planet, the way we're treating the body politic and the economic system. So once we get our house in order, so to speak, you begin to see all of the things that has gone wrong in the society, and it becomes very clear what we need to do to correct it.
Oh, yeah. All of this is reflective. You know, I'd say that the problem that we suffer from economically, politically, it all starts with each individual. This is just a big projection, all of us together. And to some extent, we've all fallen asleep. And so we can't really point the blame until we've corrected it in ourselves. So the goal should be in our personal health and in our external life to live off the interest, so to speak. That is, we should never dip into our congenital essence, the principle in our bodies.
Right.
If it's full and it's strong, then that will allow us to connect to that unseen force that some people call God, I call Shen or Source, and we can learn to live from there. That's our center of gravity, that's our basis, and therefore we never tap into the principle. We're only tapping into the extra, that is the interest, and living off of that. And that should be reflected also in our external lives by living a truly sustainable life too.
Sweet. Stephen, I can't wait to see you. Health Freedom Expo, June 15th through 17th, Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois. But you may be able to see Stephen and Erica before that because they've got a naturopathic show to go to. Is that going to be in Washington State?
Yes, it is. It's the Northwest Naturopathic Conference up north of Seattle.
North of Seattle. Do you know the dates offhand, or I'll look them up?
It's the 17th through the 20th of May.
So it's coming up pretty soon. So we'll get more information on that. And if you happen to be a Robert Scott Bell Show listener, you're a naturopath. We'll work out a way you can maybe even earn a free bottle of Shentrition if you do the right thing. But you got to be paying attention and listening. Stephen, thank you to you and Erica for your support here. We love you, and we're looking forward to getting more people plugged into this energetic concept, the plus factor in sustaining and then going back into thriving in life again, despite all the challenges we're after or that are maybe after us.
Hey, thanks a lot, Robert, for having me on, and thank you to your listeners.
You got it. Once again, Shentrition.com. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. You can call them at 866-497-7436, 866-497-7436. When we come back to wrap up Healing Revolution Friday, Liam Sheff is checking in once again from New York City. That's going to be fun.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a healing revolution in Harlem tonight, Friday night. Love, not fights. Love. What's happening? Liam Sheff is lecturing on vaccines and more in Harlem tonight. Those of you listening live or shortly thereafter, be there 7 p.m. tonight. Where, Liam? Where? Tell us.
Up on 111th and 2nd in Harlem. 2161 2nd Avenue, New York, New York.
New York, New York.
Yes.
It's a hell of a town.
Are they supposed to bring a dish or a cup of coffee, or do they just bring themselves? I mean, what's going to happen
they
there?
They can bring themselves. They can bring a coffee. They can. You better leave the enema back at home.
Yeah, not that kind of coffee.
No. Yes, that kind of coffee, but to drink.
Okay.
You can bring nothing. You can bring yourself. It is $12 at the door. You can prepay for $10. You have the link up on the page.
Yep.
It's you can look on my Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can look, let's see, location, 2161 2nd Avenue, New York, New York, 2161 2nd Avenue, 7 o'clock, don't be later than 7:30, or you'll have to do something embarrassing for the crowd when you get there. I don't know, sing a song, some sort of American Idol thing.
Dude, I wish I could be there to sing a song, but then everybody would scatter. So I wouldn't want to do that, actually.
What were you singing? We were singing Kodachrome? No.
It was something from the 60s, wasn't it?
No, it was Paul Simon. It was When I Was Just a Boy. What was that? Devil Called My Name. What was the song we were just singing?
I don't remember. I mean, you know.
Loves Me Like a Rock. We're going to love everybody like a rock up in Harlem.
Well, we're going to rise above your mineral consciousness, though.
It's a cool talk. It really integrates and weaves together the vaccinology with the HIVology,
mm-hmm.
because they go together. They were all created out of the same mess. The idea that you could inject stuff into monkey heads and prove that somehow indicated a virus is really where you get the notions of HIV.
Yeah,
because neither were viral. They were chemical, toxicological, and environmental. So they really are the same thing applied to different groups.
Yeah. Well, I got to ask, though, are atheists welcome at this lecture?
Yeah, sure. Just keep it to yourself.
What is it with you and atheists? What's going on there?
I'm just very bored with... Listen,
yeah.
I don't believe in... I don't think religious literalism or fundamentalism is really a great path to pursue, because you get bound up in things that you can't demonstrate, you can't see, you can't prove. You know, like if it says in a certain book of the certain thing that you think is true that was written 1,200 to 2,400 to 8,000 years ago, and you say, well, this is the literal truth, you have to remember you're interpreting it through so many lenses, through the lens of metaphorical language, through the historical lens of the time. So you're just suddenly this distorted vision because you're clinging to the literal word.
Right.
But if you try to get beyond and as much as we can, you know, we try to get beyond the literal meaning of things into the spiritual. We all know that it's a spiritual life. We all know that this world, that people have so much more internally than just the crummy environment or the beautiful environment. Whatever you're walking through, wherever you are, your life is so much more than that. To me, we're transceivers. You know, we receive the energy of the universe. It's an electromagnetic force. It manifests in us. We have this entirely illuminated inside, this interior, this mental, so-called mental space, this spiritual space. When we fall asleep, I think we go back to that. We reconnect to that.
Well, that would be, I suppose, upsetting to some atheists that you would say that.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a Christian theologist friend, and he was, you know, Greek Orthodox. Much, you know, I'm not Orthodox. I'm a Hindu sympathizer. I lean East. But he described, we were talking about this once, and he described atheism as a, all right, whatever, write your letters to whoever you want. I don't care. He described it as a self-inflicted wound to the head.
Well, why did he say that, and why do you agree?
Because the world is a spiritual place, because we don't make the world. We're part of the energy that is the world. You know, start looking at outer space. These energy forms out there, these nebulae, the stars, these large stellar conduits called Birkeland currents. This is the manifestation of the entire energy of the universe, which seems to be infinite. You know, life on Earth isn't something that occurred stupidly by random accident here. It unfolded as it will unfold anywhere, just like it will unfold. I mean, it's not. It's because the universe is a thinking, creative thing, and it's just so abhorrent to me that I, you know, the people going, oh, that it's, you know, there's a Lawrence Krauss of Arizona State University is an astronomer, and he loves writing this kind of crap, that humanity is a little bit of, he calls it a little bit of pollution. He actually calls it a little bit of pollution. Like it was a cause, like the universe is going along fine, and there's a little cosmic accident that somehow makes DNA, RNA, proteins, and life.
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, there have been certainly science fiction movies that have described humanity on the face of the earth as some sort of parasite, because we seem to be the only, let's say, creature that can kind of conquer that concept of conquering, or have the illusion of conquering nature without harming ourselves simultaneously, instead of finding a way to work with the laws as they exist and have been created.
Look, if I had to claim a religion, I'd claim Hinduism, but I'm not.
But then somebody might call you a cow tipper.
I'm a cow tipper, yes. tip your cows. Remember, they're working hard. Watch out for bears by the dumpster.
You're leaning left and the cow fell over. I don't know.
No, I'm a Hindu sympathizer. I'm a Taoist. But if I had to claim one, I'd claim that, because the spiritual foundation of – and I'm not a Hindu. I can't be. I'm neither Indian nor born there. I can't really convert, and I'm sure there are a million things in the actual practice of the fundamentalist religion or the Orthodox religion which would be abhorrent to me. But if you just take the metaphors, there's a Godhead. The universe is a massive – undifferentiated thing, as it talks about in Taoism. Massive isn't the right word. It's infinite. We don't know this. You know, the mind of the universe is infinite. It manifests in paired opposition, in paired opposites. This is Taoism. And so we have high and low, and loud and quiet, and space. You can wave your hand, and then a solid that you bump into. Masculine, feminine, hot, cold. These, you know, wet, dry, all these things are opposites, and the world is a constant recapitulation of this field of opposites. So you know that walking down the street, you have thoughts in your head, and then there's the outside that you're walking through.
Yeah.
You have to ask yourself in some ways which is real. Certainly your reality on the outside is very important, but we're charged with so much energy that runs through us. We have so much mental space inside that you that you, you know, and if you want to be a reductionist brain, what do they call reductionist sort of scientist of mental processes or whatever, whatever the word would be, you start to say, well, it's because there is a slight increase in the electron transport chain and that you shut up. Hmm. You know, don't talk to me about how we have this massive internal state in which we connect. You can time travel in your mind. You can visit people who are gone from the planet, and you're right there with them. You know, this whole world is a very spiritual thing. It really is. And here in the Western, and I know I'm on my high horse. The high horse is definitely out of the barn.
Now you're horse tipping. Now you've gone too far.
I know.
But I ask the question because, like you said, we talk a lot off the air as well, and I find it fascinating your journey as to why people would, you know, say they love you or they don't love you, why they like Robert Scott Bell Show or they don't. I mean, I had a friend yesterday comment on my Facebook page because I came out talking about raw milk, and he's a far left Democrat kind of guy, and he's like somehow defending the medical police state. I'm thinking, geez, he says, I said that raw milk was dangerous. I don't know. I've known the guy since I was, 18, 19 years of age. I probably did think it was dangerous when I was that age. I didn't know what I know today. But what's the point? Right? There's no chance for learning and changing. I don't believe in the nanny state. Did I ever? I don't know. Maybe. I was raised completely differently and then the things that I've experienced now. And, of course, that could be spiritual awakenings as well, as you describe your path. And if I put 1,000 Christians into the room, you'll find 1,000 different viewpoints on Christianity.
That's so true. You know, that's very true because – again, I'm not a biblical literalist. I really came to even looking at Western religion very late because I was forced into it young and I just didn't enjoy it. It doesn't speak to me. I mean, the problem of Western religion from my point of view is that the Godhead, the creator, is outside of the creation. And I'm always like, well, how does that work? You have this magical being, they always make it a he. And I really think there is something about the death of the feminine to be esoteric and intellectual.
Well, why couldn't it have been why couldn't it have been a bearded lady?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm blaspheming, no, I'm sacrileging. Of course, make light, make fun. I think if there's no humor, where's humor come from? Creation itself. Come on.
Creation itself.
Yeah.
I think the West gets, you know, this thing where we create, you know, we have an idea of the thing creating an object and that humanity is an object. I think that that's one of the problems in the Western world, that we look at the Godhead as outside of ourselves. The Indians, they have plenty of problems, believe me, over in India, but their spiritual understanding is that the divinity is in all of them. So they say, Namaste, the divinity in me greets the divinity in you. The thing that is the creator of the universe is the creation itself. That's the difference between East and West. The creator plays the role of all the parts of the universe. Now, when I heard that, I understood that, because creativity is the thing that flows unimpeded by any human construct or any other thing through all life, through all things. I don't imagine my thoughts before I say, you know what I mean? They flow through us. Mm. We're transceivers. We're, you know?
Well said. I mean, this is all part of the healing revolution, and it's revolutionary discussion to be able to talk about it. And, of course, we might have lost some atheist listeners. That's okay. Listen, you know, the freedom to communicate here, we even talk to atheists. I don't mind. So
It's that now that you've overcome your, you know, in atheism, now that you've identified many aspects of the Judeo, because it's always about Judeo-Christianity. It's not like you meet a lot of Hindu. Like, I was a Hindu, and now I'm an atheist. Because they don't – it's a different thing. But the Yahweh idea is really so onerous to so many people because it's a Saturnine figure. It's a punitive, angry male figure. And they're like, well, I don't need any more of that in my life. So they rebel against it, or you rebel against Catholic Church. And there are a lot of problems in the churches. So there are a lot of reasons to rebel against it. But don't equate that with killing your spiritual life.
Yeah.
Get beyond the Western model. And then later you can come back through the Western model. And what you see in the Gnostic Gospels and in the different versions that were edited out, by the way, edited out of the Bible, you see that same spiritual tradition.
Well, listen, I appreciate you riding along with this. And remember, tonight, Liam Sheff.
Oh, dear Harlem. God. Oh, excuse me. Were we talking about something else?
I forgot that. Right. You came on. All I wanted to do to get from Liam today, and Just, hey, where are you going to be tonight? And look at what we ended up doing. You see what happens, Liam? I blame you. No, no, I take full responsibility for this.
No, I'll just take part.
Take part. Okay, I'll take part. Listen, I wish I could be up there with you. Anybody in the New York tri-state area, run out to Harlem tonight, 7 p.m. It's happening soon. And, of course, the links are up here in the blog at robertscottbell.com. Thanks for being with me on the Healing Revolution, Liam Sheff.
Thank you so much for letting me get off that my chest.
Off that your chest it has become. Well, thank you once again, Liam Sheff. Thank you also to Stephen Rogers from Shentrition and, of course, Dr. Frank King for rocking the Healing Revolution this Friday. It's time for the weekend. Go out there and enjoy yourself. Create a great day, all that wonderful stuff, and eat well. Teach others to do the same or better. And I'll be back on Sunday live for the GCN version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. In the meantime, remember, my friends, all over planet Earth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Scott Bell Show.